Shut Down the City Lights. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen and up. Relationship, Padme Amidala, Fox. Also tagged for, makeover. Pre-relationship, developing relationship, friendship, and alternate universe, canon divergence. No one is going to believe this, Fox says, flat, but he's not protesting as Padme steers him into her dressing room. They're going to laugh me out of the Senate and decommission us. No one can decommission a clone ever again, Padme says firmly, and feels the tremor that shakes through him. She softens her grip, leading him into the center of the room, then lets go, stepping around to face him. He's pale, mouth tight, and Padme thinks there's more gray in his hair than the last time she saw him without a helmet. Never again, she says gently, and reaches out, gripping Fox's hand. He clutches back, and Padme can't imagine how twisted up he must be to show it so visibly. But she doesn't mention it, just lets him hang on to her for a moment. You are the one who leads them now, Fox. You can protect them. Cody's our Marshal Commander, Fox says, but it's ragged. I'm just Criff. I'm just the Senator. Senator is an important job, Padme says, unbothered by the tone. She knows a little of what Fox is feeling right now, after all. You just need a little help projecting confidence. She pulls away, circling Fox as she assesses him, and it should be clinical, impartial, because she volunteered to help him without ulterior motive, but he's a handsome man. Broad shoulders and big and clearly in control of every inch of himself. And there's heat in the pit of Padme's stomach that's anything but impartial. I can't just wear armor? Fox asks, though from the grim tone he already knows the answer. Padme pauses, though, thinking it through. Armor inspired, maybe, she says, reaching out to brush her knuckles over the curve of his shoulder. Red and white are your colors, yes? A red jacket embroidered in white, made to echo your armor. Maybe with black pants and tall boots.
That doesn't sound terrible, Fox admits grudgingly, and Padme smiles, finding her pad to make a note.
Clothes are armor in the Senate, she says. It's a different type of fight, but you and your fellow clones are in a different situation now. You have your own planet, and we need to show the Republic that you're not just tools. You are people.
And clothes will do that, Fox says sardonically.
Yes, Padme agrees, unwavering. People will see your appearance and not look deeper. They'll assume and judge and take advantage of any weakness you let through. And you can't let them. If they see you as someone perfect and without vulnerability, they're far more likely to respect you.
There's a careful pause, and Fox looks at her, his gaze await.
Padme meets it evenly, spine straight, chin up, and doesn't falter.
You became queen at 14, Fox says, like he's only just now remembering.
Padme smiles wryly. If anyone knows how frustrating this is, Fox, it's me. But I can at least help you find your feet in the Senate.
Fox takes a deep breath, then nods. Like armor, he says. If you can make it close to real armor, that will help.
Padme reaches out, sliding her fingers into his again. We can do that, she agrees, and Fox's big hand closes carefully over hers. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.